Welcome to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. We all contemplate making changes in our lives that would allow us to live more authentically, but it can be hard to take action. Allison is here to educate, equip, and empower you with the tools you need to start authentically living life your way. Get ready to eradicate your limitations and destructive patterns as you take full responsibility for your own happiness. This show is not just talk. It is conversation for profound self-awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, the key elements to stepping into the power as the creator of your very best life. The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe starts now.
Hey everyone, and welcome. You're listening to The Alley Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. You can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month right here on Transformation Talk Radio as we dig deep into this concept of authenticity, offering different topics that help you in supporting you in authentically living life your way. Because it seems like it should be so easy. It sounds very quaint and very simple. Just go be yourself. And yet the reality is that authenticity is a lot harder than most people think it should be. And the reality that showing up vulnerably and truly in your own skin can be really challenging in today's day and age. So stay with me for the next hour as we talk about this concept of authenticity and dig really deep this time into a different topic, offering tools, tips, and techniques to educate, equip, and empower you in authentically living life your way. This is where you can come to transform through practical tools and some real talk. So I wonder, has there ever been a situation in your life where you've stopped and gone like, oh my gosh, who in the world's going to figure this situation out? That you stop and kind of wonder, like, where's the real adult who knows how to handle stuff? I know that there have been many seasons in my life where I've just kind of gone, I don't know what the heck to do. Like, where's the resource manual? Or what do I do in a situation that just feels so big and so important? And I started to think it like, wouldn't it be cool if life just was structured a little bit differently? That there was actually an opportunity for us to begin life in a school of life, right? Where we went maybe for the first 20 years of our entire life to kind of figure out actual life skills. Think about it. People go to kindergarten and they learn basic stuff, all really important, but they learn about reading, writing, math, you know, addition, all of that kind of stuff. Again, important, necessary skills for us to kind of launch into adulthood. But from there, we go on to many more years of learning stuff that, quite frankly, most people don't understand. We don't have a lot of appreciation for. And again, quite frankly, we'll never really be able to use. I know some of it may be necessary. Maybe you sat in your first chemistry class and just kind of got excited and just knew you had found your career path. That's really cool. And some of that information is totally helpful and it's interesting to learn about. But imagine instead if for those first years, we went to a school every day to teach us about how to deal with real life things. Oops, real life things like communication, negotiation, when things happen unexpectedly, right? Or things like compassion, learning boundaries, some element of like self-awareness, emotional intelligence, or like self-management during conflict, right? All those inner workings of things that, quite frankly, most people do not learn about. Things like how to get along with each other and communicate when there is conflict. How to make hard decisions that are right for you and facing life choices and how to determine what might be in your best interest. Can you imagine a school that supported you in learning those real life skills that helped you establish a firm foundation, that thing I call solid sense of self, before you actually moved into adulthood? You had an entire resource and a skill set for you to then be able to develop your career, establish your own version of what you wanted life to look like, create some sense of happiness or success. You then had a firm foundation to decide, like, do I want to incorporate a relationship into this? What kind of human do I want to commit to? Do I want to commit myself to a partner? Do I want to create a family? What type of community do I want to connect with? And what kind of lifestyle do I really want to create, right? Most of those things, we just get served these expectations of what life needs to look like and how the path should go along. Could you imagine if we were taught to have a sense of self, where we learned assertion and confidence and personal worth and value, so that as you go out into the world, you do have this firm foundation where you're feeling somewhat functional, you know how to relate and exist in the world, right? Can you imagine being equipped for life in those types of ways? Instead, what happens is that we're graded. We're assessed, we're compared, we're measured in different types of scales, all external scales of competence. And then we learn to be shaped like into these creatures to be kind of based on something else that other people expect, and really pretty useless, unhelpful information in the world. It isn't until much later in life that we're actually dumped into the deep end of the ocean of adulthood that we better learn how to figure out how to do this stuff. It's like sink or swim a lot of times in adulthood. Well, we can imagine all day long, and obviously we're not going to rewrite the school systems. Maybe school systems are actually learning some of this stuff and doing things a little bit differently, offering programs. I certainly do hope that that's the case. But today, I want to offer those skills. I want to educate, equip, and empower people with real tools and techniques for actually knowing how to deal with life. This task of adulting doesn't have to be quite as hard and overwhelming as it really seems to be for a lot of us. There are definitely tools available at every turn. And just like you go to school and you eventually will learn some type of trade, you're trained with very specific things, how to do a job. Maybe you're given a toolbox or a specific methodology for doing something or a skill set. You're provided with very specific job requirements that need to be done in order to get the job done effectively. Well, that's actually my mission in today's series. And we're going to keep going through the next couple shows to really continue to build into this toolbox. Could you imagine a surgeon who's responsible for your life saving surgery? And as you get onto the table, like you realize, like he's kind of fumbling with the equipment, he's kind of ill prepared to what to do, and he drops a bunch of stuff. Wouldn't you like hop off that table and be like, ah, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. I'm not signing up with this doc ever again. Of course, right? It doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel productive to what you want to subscribe to. Or maybe a pilot. And as you load onto the plane, you're like watching, he's breaking off these knobs and dials are all spinning around, and he just seems to be really lost and confused. Again, you would hop off that and stay grounded the rest of your life. You would not sign up for that type of service in order to like trust that they will help you navigate through your trip or your surgery. Or maybe a mechanic who's very well-intended, very bubbly, very kind, seems very well-intended. And yet they come to the job to service your car, and they have one tool and it's a hammer, right? Like, no, thank you. And you get out of Dodge, right? Like people need to be properly equipped, and we make sure they are that way for their job before they do these necessary tasks in life. They need to do a service and perform effectively. And yet, every single day, human beings are granted this huge responsibility, these tasks of living and adulting, and rarely are they properly equipped. We are fumbling through, dropping, messing things up all the time because we're not taught how to do things effectively in a very healthy, self-determined type of way that not only allows you to be happy, successful, confident, and assured, but also life is really kind of a two-way street. That you're kind, respectful, and you're functional in the world, right? It's not just about how you feel, but it's also how you connect and align with other people also. I'm talking today about life skills that allow you to build success and happiness from the inside out. We've all heard the stories, maybe you've even done this, where you're trying to find happiness, right? You want to find the right person that makes you happy. You want to land the right job that lets you earn a bunch of money, not having to work too hard or too many hours so that you can earn a bunch of money to buy things that you don't really need, right? Like so many people are just kind of going about life. They're going along to get along. are caught in this hamster wheel of just existence, getting through the day, staying in that grind and paying very little attention to what they're doing, why they're doing it, what they really want in life, and they have really no idea how to get there. People are lost and pretty confused. And so I think about that woman. I believe she was probably from the 80s or 90s. I think her name was Suzanne Powder. And she just would like scream, stop the insanity, right? That's what this reminds me of, is like getting to a place in life where we go, stop. What are you doing? Like, can you stop to reassess the tools you're bringing to the job, the level of awareness that you have? Believe me, I want you to be properly equipped for your job, most definitely, especially if I'm coming to you for some kind of service. But equally, and actually probably more importantly, I want you to be equipped for life, to be able to figure things out, to handle good stuff, hard stuff, to authentically live life your way. So today, where are we going with this? I'm offering you a toolbox, actual tools that can help you show up in life in a way that you feel good about, equipped for these necessary adulting tasks we're called to manage, an actual toolbox to offer very basic and yet incredibly critical tools for basic life management. You'll know each of these words. We're going to go through actually the alphabet. You'll know every single one of these words. None of them are foreign concepts, yet you may have no idea that they're actually tools or how to incorporate them into your daily life. Weeks ago, I introduced you to the topic of empathy. I shared with you kind of the state of the world and this rattled experience I had with another driver, road rage, that really just kind of left me pretty altered for the next couple of days. And yet it really launched me into this awareness of how desperately our society needs empathy. And I extended that empathy challenge to make a conscious, deliberate decision about how you're showing up in the world, using this tool of empathy to be more considerate, aware, and compassionate. My hope is that you've taken that challenge very, very seriously. I know I definitely have. After that, we moved into a much deeper conversation, one about being an empath, a very unique population of folks who not only feel the emotion of empathy, which most of us do, but also folks who are wired as empaths, a distinct population of people who can feel the feels of the world. They sense and detect and pick up on energy, emotion, and experiences of other people. This is a community of folks who do experience life in very deep ways, and yet often don't understand what it is that's going on inside them. Empaths are wired as deep feelers who sense and detect energy and emotion in the world, but can also absorb and be very much at risk of being plagued by their experiences. I want to speak to all people today. This is a toolbox for any human being. And yet, if you're an empath, I want you to pay special attention because this really is for everyone about being educated, equipped, and empowered. I do want to offer support for empaths who ask that classic question, "What's wrong with me?" I want to offer hope for folks. When we come back, we're going to start with this toolbox, that the toolbox for life that everyone really needs to have. We will start at the letter A and work our way as far as we can get through today. You're listening to The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to like really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
answers, gain clarity on what is currently happening in your life, reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you are most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clarity.com.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
We're back here on The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe. Talking today about a very significant concept about adulting and actually being educated, equipped, and empowered to be able to show up differently in life. Before we get too far down the road, my sense is that you're going to hear some things that you're very curious about. Maybe you've never heard these concepts or fully understood them. I want to make sure you know how to be in touch with me. If you have questions or if you have success stories or struggles you want to share, I would love to hear them, and I would also love to support you. So you can contact me at my office, 859-341-7773. Or if you want to send me an email, I check that very consistently, AllisonBlythe@live.com. And then also, if you want to know a little bit more about me and you're curious about who I am, where I come from, and what I believe in, please check out my website, which is just AllisonBlythe.com. And social media is a powerful way to see what's going on, to get really significant tidbits, just little boosts of encouragement and authenticity throughout the week. Any platform, you can find me, Allison Blythe, Life Coach. Today, we are talking about that serious task of adulting. And for all of those people who really have sat around, like had moments or entire seasons of their life where they just kind of go, I don't know what to do. My hope is today that I will be offering you a skill set, a resource center that's pretty easy to remember because it is aligned with the alphabet. I want to have some fun with this, because adulting can be very serious. And obviously, the older we get, the greater the stakes, right? Like, it's like it gets escalated. It becomes more and more serious with health and finances and responsibility. And yet, it doesn't have to be quite so hard. The more equipped you are and the better resources you have, the greater chances are that you'll have some level of success when things really hit the fan in your world. And no one goes through life unscathed. At some point, we all go through seasons. It's not a sign of failure or punishment. It's just a reality of life. And so I want to offer you this playful, creative way to understand and recall some really specific tools so that you can use them to go throughout your day, to make the hard decisions, to handle life, rather than always being afraid, uncertain, and overwhelmed. Let's admit, I mean, I shared that road rage incident that I had with that person. The world is volatile at times. It's scary. We turn on the news for 5 minutes and there's intense, violent unpredictability that's kind of weaving its way further and further into our society. More people are reactive and often kind of unconscious of what's going on in their world, how they're feeling, what they're needing, how they're misaligned with core values, all kinds of stuff. And if you are an empath, if you're starting to recognize some of your skill sets and starting to really identify yourself, you may feel a struggle even greater than that of typically wired people. You might feel horribly misunderstood and terribly misrepresented and mislabeled. And as I've shared on multiple platforms, kind of this idea that many times clients come into my office completely misdiagnosed. It's not that they're chronically depressed and need to be heavily medicated. It's that they need some understanding of what's happening inside of them and offered actual tools so that they know how to deal with life. If relationships, decisions, boundaries, or quite frankly, just plain old peopling is really hard for you, you will certainly appreciate what we have to cover today, this toolbox for recognizing and managing life with your ability to feel strengthened, stable, and capable, rather than always feeling so saturated and overwhelmed. A skill set for all people, and especially you empaths out there. We'll start at the top and see where the road leads and how many we can cover today. And it's kind of fun. I'll give you a little bit of backstory. Being an empath often means that we have this deep intuitive sense. We can kind of feel the feels and we know things without really knowing how we know them. And that was very much the case with this toolbox. I have a deep intuitive sense, and I sometimes say the information gets like downloaded to me. I don't know how pieces come to me, but like I'll get a word or a sensation, a sentence will come to me, and I'll just know I've got to sit with it, or I've got to write about it, or I've got to offer it. That was exactly the way that this series came to me when I was thinking about how to play with this, and these different ideas would just come to me, and being able to kind of recognize some of these letters, and I started to write them down, these downloads, I would just kind of like hear a word, and I became pretty playful and curious. I started to write them down and realizing they were kind of aligning with the letters of the alphabet. And the more I wrote them down and played with them, allowed them to come through, the more sense they really started to make. Specific words, all in alignment with the letters of the alphabet, offering ideas and resources, methods for people to use in navigating their experiences in life. It felt like a really fun, creative way to just simplify, not make this work so serious. I wanted to make it more simple. And so being wired and being in this world does not have to always equate to such a struggle. It doesn't have to feel so heavy. As long as you have awareness and resources, it can actually make the world a lot easier to be in. So today, as we address this toolbox, I want to share with you a client of mine who I worked with off and on throughout many years. She would come in for a little while, and then she'd go out and do a lot of work on her own. And then she'd come back in a little boot camp style. And her name was Stacy. And Stacy, kind of, I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, was very much like a lot of people who come into my office. She was experiencing kind of like what she would describe as classic mental health symptoms. She was sad. She felt kind of just heavy and sad a lot without any specific cause. She couldn't put any rhyme or reason to why she was feeling sad. She was tired all the time, but she also couldn't sleep. She didn't have a lot of energy. She was feeling irritable and impatient. She was really increasingly like reactive to things that were happening, found herself kind of feeling more impulsive with stuff that was going on. She didn't want to go out very much anymore. And she found herself coming up with more and more reasons to decline invitations, even with people that she really liked. Going out was getting harder for her. Things like crowds, long lines that people seemed to be forming, like a lot of noise, chaos, and commotion, all of the activity was just kind of like bombarding to her at times. People always seemed to be on their phones. They weren't engaging. They weren't paying much attention to where they were going, what they were saying, the quality of what they were bringing. And so people just were insensitive and kind of unaware most of the time. And she found it incredibly difficult to be out and about. Quite frankly, she found a ton of solace in the comfort of her own home. People were concerned about her. They were starting to question, like, what's going on with her? Like, why is she so depressed? Why is she so sad? And made the suggestion, like a lot of concerned family and friends do, you should probably see your doctor. There's probably something wrong with you. You need medicine. You need to get sleep pills, whatever it might be. Stacy, on the other hand, was kind of like, I'm not really sure. I don't know as though depression is the issue. She described it much more like anxiety. She was kind of like, I just feel anxious a lot. I don't like all of the things because I get so overwhelmed. So we just took the time. We took the time to sort through her history, We assessed some of her symptoms pretty clearly, and together I could spot it, you know, and I've shared this with you. I could tell pretty early on. I could just sense, like, I think Stacey might be an empath. I think what's happening is that she's absorbing whatever it is that's going on in the world. She doesn't have necessarily the filters or the tools to be able to protect herself and energetically deflect. And so we started this empathic education to help her understand what it was that she was experiencing and the ways she had learned to cope with things. She was a powerful source to witness. She started to assess very clearly how she wanted to spend her time. She focused on the people and places where she felt good, people who she felt good about hanging out with. The conversation was stimulating. They put their phones down and actually engaged. A lot of physical activity as they walked or hiked or even rock climbed. She worked hard to set some boundaries around the people and the places and the things that she no longer wanted to do, things that stressed her out and overwhelmed her. And those who were questioning her mental health almost started to escalate those questions as she made these changes. And they were concerned, like, what, now you're so different. Why are you saying no? Why are you still saying no? I thought you would feel better after you started therapy. She started to recognize that her signs and symptoms, those cues of that she would have described before as mental health problems, were actually a result of her becoming overstimulated. She had just had too much. That what was requiring her attention were her emotions and her physical needs. She knew she needed to make different choices in order to stay in charge of her experience. Her family was confused. She said no a lot, and she disengaged in a lot of different activities, and her friends were sometimes pretty disappointed. Stacey, on the other hand, was a lot happier. She was more connected and comfortable in her own skin. And so that's kind of the essence. I'll continue to share examples of how Stacey used different tools because she had now a plethora of coping skills, awareness in order to decompress, disengage, and really be able to get involved with different things that filled her cup. Today, I want to talk to you about one of those main tools as we start to do the toolbox, something that allows you to be very much in charge of your own experience. Stacey did not feel in charge of her experience. She actually felt like other people were dictating what she should and shouldn't be doing, even to the point of potentially being medicated. And so where did we start? In the work with Stacey, it began with the letter A, which so much of this work does. And the A tool stands for awareness. And if you've listened to even one of my episodes, you know the critical component of healthy living is awareness. The more conscious, awake, alert, and in charge you are of what's going on inside you, the more you'll be able to regulate and process your experiences, your feelings, and your needs. Empaths are wildly aware, right? They're overly aware sometimes. And unfortunately, their radars tend to be focused on the outside. They're paying far more attention to what's going on with others rather than really focusing on themselves. For the sake of the empowered empath, educate, equip, and empower, in this work, I want you to focus on what your experience is, not so much that of others. How do you feel about certain things? What lights you up? Well, what's the opposite? What drains you? Are you allowing other people to kind of be in your space, take up your time, take up your energy? Do you allow other people to overshare without setting up boundaries? Can you recognize when your energy starts to shift and you do become drained? Do you know how to prevent that flooded sense of overwhelm when you're around a lot of people and a lot of energy? Do you have an understanding of what energy feels like and how to regulate emotion? Are you someone who's doing what a lot of our society is and just habitually numbing or scrolling and just kind of distracting yourself? Awareness is what's going on inside of you. And awareness is the very first tool I'm going to hand you in order to be better equipped. It's like being awake at the wheel, deliberate about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And the coolest thing about awareness is that it's a tool readily available at any single point. All you have to do is tune in and pay attention to what you're thinking and what you're feeling. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about life's toolbox and continue with the next set of letters. I'm Allison Blythe. You're listening to The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way. We'll be right back.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. Shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
We're back here on The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. This is a show, obviously, all about authenticity, authentically living life your way. It is my mission to educate, equip, and empower the people that I come across. And honestly, today, this is a show very deliberate and intentional about actually educating and equipping people so that you can feel more empowered. So much of life feels kind of out of our own wheelhouse. This is an opportunity to build into a skill set and a toolbox for you to be able to have. We talked before we began right at the top with awareness. I want to offer a fun, creative, playful way that as you're kind of going about life, it's hard to be like, okay, well, what's that scientific term for this? No, I just want to offer simplistic tools for you as you're kind of going through and thinking about situations that you need to make a decision or have a conversation. You can be really quick about recognizing what tools you might want to be able to use. So awareness, letter A. B, what is the B of this toolbox? It's boundaries. This is an absolutely essential tool for every single human being. We've all heard this word. You can't get too far in life without having heard the term boundaries. And yet for empaths, your boundaries are your lifeline to health, your well-being, happiness, your relationships, and quite frankly, maybe, and I don't mean this lightly, maybe even your survival as an empath. Empaths can often get plagued by stress and saturation of other people's emotion and energy. And knowing how to have boundaries is a critical component understanding what I refer to as like the who, what, when, where, how, and why to get involved with someone or something, to have a conversation, to decide to go somewhere, to sign up for a project. Like, what are you doing and how well is it serving you? Whatever your decisions may be, it's critical for you to really process and regulate your experiences so that you can really assess what's in your best interest. Boundaries is overwhelming or scary, or talk about misunderstood. Boundaries are terribly misunderstood. All they are protective or regulatory tools. They're like fences or doors, parameters that people can set that define what's yours versus what's mine. And what's important is that you begin to regulate and process, that you know pretty clearly, this isn't even my emotion, this isn't my situation, this isn't mine to get involved with, or this is mine and I want to take responsibility for it and let go of the other pieces. You may have a tendency to over-function. I call this leaning forward. Like, you may really have a tendency to lean in. Maybe you absorb other people's experiences. You mistake or confuse their problems, their experiences and emotions as your own. Boundaries will help you define those parameters to know how to separate yourself up. Maybe you separate yourself verbally, physically, or even just energetically, certainly emotionally, that allow you to detach yourself from the experiences of others without getting sucked in. It's like witnessing somebody in the deep end and we run out to save them. And before we know it, we're in just as much trouble as they are. Boundaries allow you to stay grounded, more on shore, so to speak. They help you define who and what feels good to you and what doesn't, and help you be able to really clarify, communicate, and follow through. I mean, those are three really important pieces I just shared, that you clarify what your boundaries are, you communicate or assert them, and then you follow through. If you don't follow through on boundaries, you're simply sounding the siren, right? It's like the police officer who threatens to pull you over, but never does, right? What is it that you're willing to do and not do? And are you following through with that? Or do you have a tendency to make idle threats? If you need any help or support with boundaries, if you need any type of refresher, go back and listen to some of those previous episodes. These shows, I never knew when I was starting this, like where the road was going to lead with this many episodes to share. Like, what, there's so much to talk about, right? And what's actually really cool is that those early episodes set the stepping stones for this type of work. And if you need a reminder about boundaries, there are episodes available that really go into the nuances, the how and the when to set. But we know the concept. You might need more information. All of that stuff is jam-packed in those previous episodes about boundaries. So there you have it. Two tools, awareness and boundaries. Let's keep rolling while we're at it. Next up is a critical component that we've talked about also in previous episodes. And so if this one, you need a little refresher, you can go back and check out the commodities episodes. This is what the C stands for in this toolbox. Three of the most valuable resources you will ever have. Most people, when there's talk about commodity, people think about money. For the sake of this work, educated, equipped, and empowered, I want to talk to you about the commodities of time, energy, and effort to help you understand the way that you're spending these precious assets will absolutely single-handedly influence your health, your happiness, your success, and definitely your well-being. As an empath, you may be spending a lot of your time with others, time doing things, time exerting. And I would really challenge you, how are you spending your precious minutes, hours, and every single day? Are you mindful of where your time is going? Are you using it wisely? Time, I've said this before, I will continue to say it, time is by far the most precious commodity, because once you spend it, you can never, ever get it back. We can get more money. We can even recoup our energy. Like, we can rest or do something fun or whatever. You can never get your time back. And so I will challenge you, for the sake of this commodities tool, how are you spending your time? And then also the second leg of this is energy. What lights you up? What do you get excited about in the world? Who do you love spending time with? And kind of the opposite of that, Who are the places, or what? Who are the people, the places, and the things that you like? Ugh, they feel like obligations, the projects that you're doing, the habits that you're partaking in, that really just suck you dry. They empty your cup. They feel really disappointing, depleting, and really just don't do much for you. Energy is a key factor in determining if someone or something is right for you. Are you someone who does energetically lean really far forward, and you're paying a lot of energy, thought, emotion, worry towards someone or something that is not in your best interest? So under the commodities tool, we've got time, energy, and then the third component of that is effort. I would challenge you, why are you working so hard? Like, why are you, I know this is not a word, but why are you efforting? Kind of, again, leaning forward in your behavior. If energy is more about the emotion of things and maybe the thought process of stuff, effort is actually the lengths you'll go to exert yourself for someone or something. Why are you extending so much effort on relationships or projects that are not serving you well? They're not necessarily life-giving. They're not healthy. They're not reciprocal nor supportive. Do you tend to be the one who initiates things all the time? The invites, the get-togethers, the apologies, the connection, the problem solving. Are you managing tasks and handling things for other people that are not your own? That's a lot of effort in the world on top of all of these other adulting tasks you're expected to do. Do you have a tendency to work harder than other people, even on things that are not your own? Are you working hard on stuff that doesn't even belong to you? So for the sake of the C, awareness, boundaries, commodities of time, energy, and effort, three incredibly valuable commodities that help you assess and learn how to properly budget for your own well-being. Let's sneak one more in before we go to break. Let's talk about your decisions. And this is, I really love, I haven't done this in a little while, but I love to just like pop a word into Siri or kind of look some basic information up. And so I typed in, how many decisions do we make in a day? And Google presented, there's a range, but it really averaged out to about 35,000 decisions we make a day. Like, I can't imagine doing much of anything 35,000 times a day. That's a lot. And you might not even be conscious of those. Most of those, I would imagine a majority of those, your brain just starts to handle very subconsciously, very habitually. And yet it's important to know you are in charge of your own experience. You might not know that. You might not believe that. You might not be functioning as though you are responsible for your own life. But every single day, I would ask you, how are you managing your daily decisions? One decision on top of another decision on top of another decision is really how life is created. What are you doing, and how are you doing it, and why are you doing it? Who are you engaging with? How are you engaging with or not, right? The things you don't do or are not doing are just as important as the things as you are doing. What are you saying yes to? And how is it that you're starting your day? Do you immediately pick up your phone, or do you hit the snooze button to the point where you're launching your day with stress and tension and rushing? How are you ending your day? Same thing. Are you scrolling? Are you falling asleep on the couch? Are you drinking yourself to sleep? You know, those types of things. And then how are you spending every moment from the beginning to the end? Those will determine your health, your happiness, and your well-being, how well you're making those decisions. They lead up to a daily basis for you to be able to assess, like, am I doing this adulting thing? Well, I would encourage you to assess, how are your day-to-day decisions about what you're doing? So as you start to go through this toolbox, you'll realize that they build upon each other. Being in charge of awareness, paying attention and tuning in, knowing how to set boundaries with people, what you'll say yes to, what you'll say no to, how you're spending your commodities, will all empower you to make really clear, concise, healthy decisions for your life. As an empath, you may have a tendency to overown for others, feel responsible for their well-being. Your decisions are tools that will help you navigate your experience. Now, let me just lay this down. Not all decisions are easy. Sometimes you have terrible choice A and terrible choice B. Either one comes with some type of consequence for you. And yet it's important to realize that you do always have a choice. You might have a hard choice and you might have some not so great options, and yet still it's a choice. And part of being an adult is about how we make decisions. I challenge people when they say, I have no choice, because rarely is that actually true. So D is all about your decisions, knowing how to be self-responsible, making educated, equipped, and empowered decisions so that you can be in charge of your life. Self-responsibility is an important SOS tool. I think back to Stacy. She made a really powerful decision about saying yes and saying no to people, to things. I mean, that was a decision she made despite what other people wanted her to do and their input. She was able to really decide for herself, use those tools in conjunction. She's a great example as we go through this toolbox. We need to take yet one more break, and we're going to jump right back in when we come back. You are listening to The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back here on The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way. And today we're addressing a really fun way to approach a very critical topic. We're talking about simply being an adult in today's day and age, how challenging it can be, and how often people are pretty distracted and caught in that hamster wheel of busyness and numbing and just really being caught up in their own life, not being very conscious, awake, or alert to what they're doing and why they're doing it. I want to educate, equip, and empower people with an actual toolbox. If you're someone who is starting to recognize yourself as an empath, you're looking at yourself and kind of realizing like, yeah, I think this is me. Or if you really are a very typically wired person who does get to those overwhelming points where you simply don't know what to do, like the rest of the world, we all have those moments. We're talking today about a basic toolbox, a simple yet powerful way to help you recognize that there are definitely tools and resources to help you navigate life from that empowered stance, rather than constantly feeling overwhelmed and saturated, bombarded by the stressors of life. So far, I want to end today so that you actually have some tools to be able to practice. So far today, we've talked about awareness. I've talked about boundaries, commodities of time, energy, and effort, and then also the power of your decisions. teeny tiny decisions that you're making that actually build into a much different type of lifestyle, and taking responsibility for those decisions that you're making. It's easy to become really depleted. There's so much stuff that's going on in our outside world. It's hard to know. The pace of things seems to be really chaotic and busy. It's easy to reach for outside resources to try to make you feel better. It is not uncommon in our world for people, especially for empaths, to struggle with things on the outside, things like food addiction or chemical addiction, drug, alcohol, shopping, sex, issues of codependency, overfunctioning, all kinds of issues where people are looking for ways to shift the way they feel, and they're adding to the problem. I mean, obviously, all of those components add so much heat and so much pain to the stressors that people are enduring, and yet oftentimes they don't know what else to do. It's hard to recognize and regulate what you're experiencing. And so today, I want to make sure we change that. I want to change this for all people, to hand them tools and equipment so that you can manage life differently. So far, we've addressed awareness, boundaries, commodities, decisions. And next up is the letter E. This one's actually a lot of fun. And we're not going to have a lot of time to dig too far into this. And yet, if you have questions about this, or you want to talk more about this, there is so much to learn about this E tool, which is energy. We talked about this under the component of commodities, but we're going to dig deeper into this, because I think to actually know that energy is a tool is really important. How you spend your energy, the way that you get involved, the way that you allow yourself to absorb or be exposed to certain things, it's a vital component for you to assess. It's important to know, just kind of as a baseline for everyone to understand, that everything is energy. Every object, every person you encounter, every conversation you have, a mood, a thought, every exchange, every single thing in this world is some form of energy. You are energy. You carry it, you emit it, you absorb, and are certainly influenced by it. And as an empath, you can recognize this. Like, you can feel energy even without people saying a word. You feel the energy of people, places, and things. Energy is a very real dynamic that you can be highly affected by, your own and other people's. You may feel fine 1 minute, and then suddenly something shifts, right? Something happens, and like, your energy just drops out. Your energy shifts, and all of a sudden you've got like yourself exposed. You can use information as, you can use energy as information. Like, all it is this cue. Like, it's an awareness to make a decision, to be able to set your pace or change directions, or to establish a self-care practice. Like, the way that you feel, another word for E could be emotion, right? Paying attention to emotion is energy in motion, right? So kind of realizing that they're all the same. Have you ever had the experience where you immediately walk into a room and you just like someone, like you're drawn to them? I got to talk to them. I want to know more about them. They're sharing with you. You're sharing with them. Maybe people are very drawn to you. This is the case for a lot of empaths, which is why they can tend to get pretty absorbed into other people's experience, that people just like you and they're drawn to you. You have a very strong heart. You're very compassionate. You got big ears for listening, and people share with you. And yet the opposite is true too. I've actually had this happen. It's hard to admit, but it's true. Like, you walk into a room and you're like, ugh, can't stand that person. You've never even met them, right? That's all energy. Maybe people have a hard time responding to you. Maybe like, you give off vibes or feels that people can actually sense, but don't always know what it is. The way that you learn to assess, regulate, and manage energy is actually very critical for this toolbox. It is essential, especially for empaths, to be able to recognize when they've been affected by energy. Knowing when you're influenced, I mean, this is kind of a gross analogy, but it's really important, because you'd recognize this if it happened physically. Like, energy can sometimes be like being thrown up on. Like, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, what's happened, right? That can be energy. It's not a physical thing, but it's energetic. And all of a sudden you feel really contaminated. Knowing how to protect yourself, how to regulate what's coming in, knowing how to move, cleanse, purge energy is all incredibly important for this tool. Learning how to use energy is vital in terms of assessing what's in your best interest. And remember that everything is energy. The possessions you hold, the way that you spend your time, the thoughts you entertain, you are in charge of your energy. And it's important to really assess that. Remember, Stacy, all of the tools, you can start to see a little bit that she was putting all of these tools together: awareness, boundaries, commodities, decisions, and energy. She was certainly someone who was being affected by energy. When she was going out and she was in crowds or people were talking and really distracted, bumping into her or not being mindful of different types of things, that's what was affecting her. That's what her energy was so contaminated by, these social exchanges, that she didn't realize what it was that was going on. She was overspending her commodities in terms of the time and the energy that she was allowing herself to be around people and places and things. She was on committees that she didn't want to be on. She was doing activities. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you could start to see as she assessed and started to know what it was that was happening. Stacy is a profound example that just shining light on her own behaviors and her own patterns, she was able to create some really necessary changes so that she could start to take responsibility. These tools are critical, and yet, just like all tools, you've got to use them. You have to put them into practice. So what I'm going to challenge you to do is to take the next couple of weeks. We've only been able to cover these, but I think these are awesome food for thought for you to begin to actually have a few of these beginner skill sets for you to be able to pay attention and assess, like, what situations you may actually be able to apply some of these tools. Have some fun with it. This work is meant to be kind of playful and creative. If I handed you 5 toys, hopefully you would just like kind of check them out and learn how to use them. My hope is that you do that with these tools also, so that you can learn them and familiarize yourself when to use them and how to use them. They all matter, and you will be better off for using them. Again, the goal is to educate, equip, and empower. And this is a way to actually have you be more established as you go about the task of adulting. We are out of time today, but you do now have 5 tools for your toolbox. Come back next time. We're going to keep going through this list. We're going to make our way through the next several letters to enhance this skill set so that you can be even more educated, equipped, and empowered. They are intended to work and serve each other, work together. So if you want to contact me, you know how to do that. AllisonBlythe@live.com. You can go to my website at AllisonBlythe.com. Call me, 859-341-7773. And so much of this information gets shared on those social media platforms, just little snippets for you to have throughout the week. So Allison Blythe, Life Coach, thank you so much for taking your time, spending your commodity of time with me, and really learning some of these tools. You have been listening to The Allie Effect, Authentically Living Life Your Way. I am Allison Blythe. I'm a certified life coach and a licensed clinical social worker. I appreciate you listening. Come back the first and third Thursday of every single month so that we continue this journey, this real talk about authenticity, authentically living life your way. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to The Allie Effect with Allison Blythe. The moment you decide to take control of your own well-being, you start the journey of authenticity. Tune in next time for more empowering conversations and practical tools to help you shed your fear, worry, comparison, and less than beliefs. Stick with us as you step into the driver's seat and head off onto the road of success and happiness. Your best life awaits.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.